life is a beach. And of course, we're always at the beach because we're at World Travel Market in Cape Town. And I'm currently with Dream Hotels and Resorts with Wayne and Zulfa. And I just want to chat to you a bit about my wonderful stay at the Peninsula, because we stayed at the Peninsula. I was on the 9th floor, darling. Had the most amazing view of the sea. So I must say, beautiful property. My goodness. It was my first visit and just beautiful. Tell me a little bit about Dream Resorts.
Thank you, Janine. I think what you haven't mentioned there was the beautiful sunset you saw.
That was from the bar.
Peninsula is beautifully situated over the Atlantic Ocean, so you can appreciate the views of the sun setting over the ocean, so that's spectacular. And talking about beaches, we have a few other properties within our portfolio that look out onto the Indian Ocean as well, like the Blue Marlin Hotel. But as a family, we've got 21 hotels and resorts across the country. Reaching into Mozambique as well. So mostly 3-4 star, we do cater to all the market segments, including family travel. We're a friendly hotel group that offers wonderful moments, experiences, and create memories along the way.
What is your take on eco and sustainability? Do you find that becoming more and more of something people want, or does the end user consumer really know what eco and sustainability is, or is it a word that gets bandied about and sort of?
Yeah, I love the way you've asked the question. I think it's incredibly important, but we need to understand the fundamental essence of the concept, and we applying it should be sincere in the ways we do so, and I think that's the key to the whole question. So yes, we need to be sincere. We need to look after our communities. We need to look after our biomes. And we need to do that as a collective.
As a collective, absolutely.
And we need to not just sugarcoat it. We need to be sincere and honest and serious about it.
And what is when you come to being a hotel group, especially after COVID, it's got to be challenging because you have to re-enter a market.
Yeah.
Were you traditionally a domestic market, or is it something that you always were, just people didn't take you seriously as a domestic product?
So we were geared towards the local market, and we had that influx of international tourists over the last couple of years. But we have evolved as a brand, as a company, and we've realized sustainability relies on a balanced business mix. And so we want to apply that and appreciate that everyone has a contribution to our success. And we'd like to share our wonderful experiences across the globe, so we just don't want to be sort of one-sided.
No, absolutely. And I think with domestic travel making such a good comeback, it was really wonderful to spend time in a hotel where there was a lot of local voices. There wasn't so much the sort of German and the English and the European voices that we heard.
Yep.
It was South African, and we were, as a collective, South African, watching the sunset or looking out across the beach this morning when it was misty, talking about the KZN issues.
Yep.
with the current flooding.
Yeah.
So it was really nice to share a hotel experience with local people.
Yeah, absolutely. Charity starts at home. And I think we were truly blessed, and we just want to thank the South African market for helping us over the last 2 years to get through that venture that we were faced with. But we do miss our global friends.
I think everybody does, but it's
to share our blessings with them as well.
But I think in terms of domestic markets, it's been nice that our domestic people can also, or domestic nation if you like, could actually share in what they always saw as not reachable by themselves. And they weren't able to reach those kind of properties. And now they've said, you know what, we can try them. Because actually there's nobody else but us. So
yeah.
It's great because they are our best ambassadors when they go overseas, because they tell people about our wonderful properties back here.
Absolutely. And people always feel that they need to go abroad to have a wonderful experience. And you know, on our doorstep, we're such a diverse offering. Whether it be beach, burg, bush, culture, whether it be gastronomy, whatever the case may be, South Africa has just about everything. We have the climate, we have really cool people, amazing places to
absolutely
go. Cold water, warm water, you name it. I mean, we are truly blessed in this country, and we need to start appreciating and respecting the heritage we've been left.
And I think with tourism being what it is, I said to somebody the other day, how awesome is it that we can appreciate our country, because we have so many facets to it.
Yeah.
Rather than being a country where it's very kind of, you're either landlocked or you've got very few choices.
Yeah, exactly. That. Exactly. That. So very special, and we are in deep place.
Do you have a loyalty program that people
come
along to?
We do. It's called Dream Rewards program, and yeah, so go onto our website and have a look-see, and certainly we'd like to think of it more of a community platform where we share our likes and our interests and our niche markets, so whether you're a birder, whether you're a fisherman, whatever the case may be, we have that offering, and we'd like to communicate that through our Dream Rewards program.
Do you have, last question, I promise.
Sure. Loving this question.
With having so many properties, I think you've got 20 or 21 properties, do you have, or are you looking towards having a route? Almost, you know, like one would have a Route 66 where you can visit various places.
Yeah.
Creating a route throughout South Africa that takes the thought process out of my brain to say, you know what, we need to go down to Cape Town, so we just do the normal overnight, let's speed down and see how fast we can get there.
Yeah.
Let's do the Dream Resorts route.
Yeah. We certainly would love to have a dream route, so to speak, but I think we unfortunately can't have as much leave as we'd like in life. So, but we have created a regional route. So for example, the Elephant Coast is a great example. You land at the airport in Ballito, and you then go to Mbela Lake Lodge, you move up to Royal Tonga, which is just next to Tembe Elephant Park, just below Mozambique, Swaziland.
Yeah.
And then you go 45 minutes to the west, and you visit Chisini Tiger Lodge. So we have sort of regional routes, same with the Western Cape, where you can combine...
But even a regional route, I think it's great.
I think it's stunning. And then you get to experience the culture of that particular region, the food, the weather, the biomes, and they're all spectacularly different. And once you start doing that, you get a true appreciation of that area.
I think the routes are amazing. Well done.
Thank you.
Oh, no, I kind of looked at this and I thought, wouldn't it be amazing if we had routes like we have beer routes and wine routes? And wouldn't it be amazing if we have a hotel route?
Pretty cool. Yeah.
So well done for thinking of it before us.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So we'll certainly be looking at that. I presume it's on your website?
Yeah, absolutely. So go look around for the experiences that you like best. And book and we'll spoil it.
And your website is?
dreamhotelsandresorts.co.za.
So that's simple. Easy enough.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Reinhard. It was really great talking to you.
All right. Thank you so much.
I'm Janine Preston, and you're with Life is a Beach.